All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favara podcast. This is Dr. Favara. This episode will be reviewing Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. It's a 1999 American epic space drama film written and directed by George Lucas. It's the first film in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. It stars Liam Neeson, Ian McGregor, Natalie Portman, Jake Lloyd, Ian McDormand, Anthony Daniels, Kenny Baker, Pernell August, and Frank Oz. And it's the first film in the 9-part Skywalker saga. And it was the 4th one released. So let me go in. And this is also the first prequel movie before the original Star Wars came out. So let me go into this one. Trade Federation upsets order and disrupts peace in the Galactic Republic by blockading the planet Naboo in preparation for a full-scale invasion. The Republic's leader, Supreme Chancellor Valorum, dispatches Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn and his apprentice Obi-Wan Kenobi to negotiate with the Trade Federation Viceroy Newt Gunray. Darth Sidious assists the Lord and Trade Federation's secret benefactor, or his Viceroy, to kill a Jedi and begin the invasion with an army of battle droids. Jedi escape and flee to Naboo. During the invasion, Qui-Gon saves the life of a clumsy Gungan outcast, Jar Jar Binks, who's one of the worst characters ever, from being run over by a droid transport. Named to Qui-Gon, Jar Jar leads the Jedi to Otto Gunga, an underwater city of Naboo. The Jedi try to persuade the Gungan leader Boss Nass to help the planet's surface dwellers, but are unsuccessful. But the city looks awesome, by the way. However, the Jedi manage to obtain Jar Jar's guidance and underwater transport to Theed, the capital city of Naboo. They narrowly avoid getting eaten by sea monsters on the way, which is awesome. They rescue Naboo's 14-year-old Queen Padme Amidala and escape from the blockading planet on their royal starship, intending to reach the Republic capital planet of Coruscant. Basically, it was like what would happen if Earth was run by Greta Thunberg. I'm just saying, man. The ship is damaged as they pass through the Federation blockade, and hyperdrive is caught in the crossfire, rendering it useless, to the surprise of no one. They descend and land for repairs in an outlying desert planet of Tatooine, situated beyond the Republic's jurisdiction. While in control of the huts, or like gangsters. Qui-Gon, Jar Jar, astromech droid R2-D2 save them along the way, and Padme, disguised as one of her handmaidens, visits the settlement of Mos Espa to purchase spare parts and a junk shop. Then they meet the shop's owner, Watto, and his 9-year-old slave, Anakin Skywalker, a gifted pilot and engineer who has built the protocol droid named C-3PO. Qui-Gon senses a strong presence of the Force within Anakin and is convinced that he is the prophesied chosen one. Unable to buy the required hyperdrive parts due to the Republic's currency being worthless on Tatooine, Qui-Gon wagers both the parts and Anakin's freedom with Watto on a pod race, which is like a type of like above-ground racing. Anakin wins the race and joins the group to be trained as a Jedi, leaving behind his mother, Shmi. En route to their starship, Qui-Gon encounters Darth Maul, Darth Sidious' apprentice, and intends to capture Amidala. A duel ensues, but Qui-Gon quickly disengages and escapes on board the starship. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan escort Amidala to Coruscant so she can plead her case, people's case to the Chancellor of Valorum in the Galactic Senate. Qui-Gon asks the Jedi Council for permission to train Anakin as a Jedi, but the Council refuses, concerned that Anakin is vulnerable to the dark side of the Force. Undaunted, Qui-Gon vows to take up Anakin as his newest disciple, because he's a rebellious person. Meanwhile, Naboo's Senator Palpatine, who's one of the greatest characters in the history of movies, persuades Amidala to call for a vote of no confidence and chance for Valorum to elect a more capable leader to resolve the crisis. But she's successful in pushing for the vote. Amidala grows frustrated with corruption in the Senate and decides to return to Naboo. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are ordered by the Jedi Council to accompany the Queen and investigate the return of the Sith, who Familia and Millennium have been thought to have believed to be extinct by the Jedi. But unfortunately, that is not the case. On Naboo, Padme reveals herself to the Gungans as Queen Amidala and persuades them to join an alliance against the Trade Federation. Despite being inept at combat, Jar Jar is promoted to general and joins his people in battle against the droid army when the droids are like comedic garbage. While Padme leads the search for the Viceroy Gungan and Theed, because without them, they cannot defeat him. During a battle with the starship hangar, Qui-Gon tells Anakin to wait in the cockpit of a vacant starfighter. Anakin inadvertently triggers his autopilot, joining the battle against the Federation droid control ship in space. Anakin blunders into the hangar of the droid control ship and causes the destruction from within before escaping, deactivating the droid armor in the process. Meanwhile, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan battle Darth Maul, who mortally wounds Qui-Gon, and is cut in half by Obi-Wan Kenobi and falls down into a pit in an awesome fight scene. It's probably the best part of the movie other than the pod race. As Eli is dying, Qui-Gon requests that Obi-Wan train Anakin and dies in Obi-Wan's arms. Palpatine is elected as new Supreme Chancellor and Gamorrah is arrested. Yoda promotes Obi-Wan to the rank of Jedi Knight and reluctantly accepts Anakin as Obi-Wan's apprentice. Padme presents a gift of thanks to Blastianus and the Gungans during a celebratory parade of peace on Naboo. Then ends the movie. Well, this is great stuff here. It's not the best, but it sets up everything else pretty nicely. Peace of Peeps, have a going to this podcast. According to myself, rooted on Rockstar Ryan, our producer, King Kyle. Peace of Peeps, have